Financial Advisor with the Regantin Lakowski Long Group, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, and I can help you put a confident retirement more within reach. With 42 years of combined experience, my team and I can help you retire on your terms, when you want, where you want, doing what you want. Call us today at 810-376-4710. Our offices are located at 3473 Main Street in Deckerville and 33 South Elk Street in Sandusky, Michigan.
Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated. Member FINRA and SIPC.
When you think straight A's, think USA. That's the motto at Unionville Sebring Area Schools. Straight A's mean more than a grade point average. USA schools offer an environment that nurtures and enriches students' lives, opens their minds to character and leadership experiences, and one that produces value-driven adults and active community members. USA has a strong core with early interventions. It's our mission. It's our promise. A USA school education offers straight A's that lead to a lifetime of skills in academics, athletics, arts, and activities. The arts enrich lives and enhance creativity in careers and personal life, and creates a more well-rounded student. October has been designated Principals Month for Michigan and nationally. USA schools would like to thank their principals for all they do, including elementary principal Mr. Craig Finnegar and 6th to 12th principal Mr. Josh Hahn. Find more information on USA schools, go to their website thinkusa.org or call 989-883-2360.
Sometimes you wanna go where everybody knows your name, and they're always glad you came.
Thumb National Bank and Trust Company is community-minded. This is Mike LePage from Thumb National. When it comes to our local schools and their athletics, Thumb National is here supporting our students and cheering them on. We are your hometown financial team with products and services specifically tailored to our area and your needs. So come see the difference Thumb National Bank and Trust can be for you with locations in Pigeon, Caseville, Cassidy, and Bay City, where the expert financial service you need is always close at hand. Member FDIC.
Sometimes you want to go where everybody knows your name. Everybody knows your name.
You're listening to the one and only WLW Sports Network. Clark Ramsey, Dave Hansen, and Kayla O'Neill with your call tonight. In week number six, back on the radio, we apologize for missing last week. We were scattered in every direction. Dave was north, I was south. Doug Cole was southeast, actually out of the country, and then there, Kayla. We tried to get to do the game, but she didn't feel like it. So, well, it always takes me by surprise of how long it seems to travel across Sebring Road to arrive in the land of the Patriots. It's only 17 miles from M53, but it certainly allows you to take in the surroundings around you quite thoroughly. For the Lakers, they bypass a majority of it, if not entirely, as the crow flies south by southwest. Same with following the wind today. Just 17 miles separate USA and Laker high schools as the crow flies. As the Sugar Beets truck go, it's 18.4 miles by taking M25, or 19.4 miles via Casel Road to my favorite Sebring Road. In regards to school size, USA High School has 262 students registered with the MHSA, making them the 500th largest high school with football in the state of Michigan. For those keeping score at home, that would also be the 74th smallest. For Lakers, they're sitting at 296 students registered with the MHSA, 34 more than the Patriots, which puts them in at 458th largest high school, 42 ahead of USA. Tonight also marks the 42nd time USA and Lakers have squared off on the football field. The overall series sits at Lakers leading 26-15. Since the turn of the century in 2000, it's been back-and-forth rivalry. Since 2000, USA has accumulated 9 victories, Lakers with 5, with the green and white taking the past 2 meetings. Last year, Lakers defeated USA 36-8 in Lakers. As far as this season's averages go, Lakers has been scoring 19.6 points a game this season, whereas USA has been racking up 36, plus 16.4 for the All-Americans. Defensively, USA is allowing 17.4 points a game, And Lakers are giving up a flat 20 points, so 2.6 in favor for the Founding Fathers. Las Vegas is cautiously optimistic in their line tonight. Our colleagues at the Ohio State University Sports Wagering Department say that after factoring in all possibilities, stats, injuries, weather, and location, the spread for tonight sits at USA 10.5. Laker High School was one of, if not the first consolidated high school in the state of Michigan back in 1960. USA was not far behind in 1972. Lakers combined Bayport, Pigeon, and Elkton High Schools, USA, Sebring High School, and Unionville High School. Which, Dave, that brings me to this week's trivia question. I know you've been crying the blues that it's not football related, so here you go.
Oh, great. Here we go.
Here you go.
I'm ready.
This is deep. This is very deep, but of Sebring, Unionville, Elkton, Bayport, and Pigeon High Schools, which school had the most successful football program based on number of wins before consolidation? Unionville, Sebring, Pigeon, Elkton, and Bayport High Schools. Based on number of wins.
Well, you said that.
You have 1 in 5 chance here.
I'll go with Elkton Schools.
Ah, that's not a bad idea, but Unionville Eagles actually have the advantage at 90-58-7. Good enough for a 603 batting average. Bonus question. Not out of the woods yet, Dave. Of the same schools, who has the best winning percentage? This is winning percentage.
Okay. Winning percentage.
Because really, Sebring and Unionville had more time to play football, so this levels the playing field.
It sure does. So it doesn't really matter then after that. Okay. Well, knowing you, it's probably not the same team twice, unless if you're making me think too hard on this.
Maybe. Reverse double psychology.
Right. So I'm going to stick with the same area. I'm going to go Pigeon.
Ah, correct.
Really?
The Pigeon Panthers with the highest winning percentage. At 684.
Oh, that's
so just above Unionville. Yeah, 51-23-2.
That is a good batting average.
All right, and in general, Dave, what happened on this date in 1959?
1959. I'll tell you what I was doing in 1959. I have no idea.
Well, October 2nd, 1959, which is 56 years ago, mind you, the Pigeon Panthers defeated Unionville Eagles 13-3. This would mark the last time they would meet. Obviously, Pigeon and Elkton and Bayport consolidated the next year, and they've stopped their local football program after 1959.
Oh, very interesting.
Dave Hansen.
Learned something new today.
Yes, sir. Dave Hansen, what are your three keys to today's game?
Well, number one for USA, they have to slow down Wisner. They can't let him beat them in this game. If Seeley beats him or if somebody else makes a big play, that is fine, but you can't let their best player beat you. So that's number one. For Lakers on defense, they're going to have a hard time slowing down this USA offense. So the only way to do that is to give your offense more possessions. They need to force turnovers. That is, give them a chance to score a little more often. And last but not least, Lakers needs to wrap up tacklers and not make silly penalties. I combine those into one, Clark, because if they shoot their foot in any way, shape, or form and give USA those extra yardage or free plays or free downs, USA will not let that go by without scoring points. So those are the three big ones today, Clark.
Well, we're actually 4 minutes and 23 seconds away from kicking off here from USA on a very blustery evening in between Unionville and Sebring. As I'm trying to find my weather report here, I put it somewhere. I know I did. Especially after Kayla Carson did. Here we go. Finally. Thank you. Kayla O'Neill. Game time forecast. Current conditions in Sebring, Michigan are 53 degrees with partly cloudy skies. They're calling for a 0% chance of rain this evening. Winds are out of the northeast at 22 miles per hour and gusting up to 32. Visibility is at 9 miles. Barometric pressure at 30.46 and the dew point is at 37. It feels like it's 53 degrees out, unless you ask Kayla O'Neill, we'll say it's about 25, according to her coat. The humidity is at 55%. Sunset is at 7:15, and we're currently in a waning gibbous moon phase.
All right.
So I think it's safe to say it's a beautiful night for football. And I had a laugh, Dave. We've been doing this moon phase thing for, what, 4 years now?
Yes.
And my favorite thing is suddenly this past week, everyone's obsessed with the moon. Oh, man, check out the moon. Everyone's changing their schedule to see the moon.
Why is that?
You know, we're 4 years ahead of the game.
Absolutely.
You know? Just stick with us, folks, and we'll tell you the next fad.
Yeah, we could have kept you up to date on that one.
Even if it's selfie sticks, we've got you covered. It's now time to listen in to the Marching Patriots on the field as we speak.